I want you to go with me, if you will, for a little while, to the 18th chapter of Genesis and the 20th verse.
Right.
And we hear the writer saying, and the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which is come unto me, and if not, I will know.
Yes, sir.
And the men turned their faces from there and went toward Sodom, but Abraham stood yet before the Lord. And Abraham drew near, and he said, wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked?
Come on now.
Suppose there are 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are in it?
Come on now.
That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked.
Come on now.
And that the righteous should be as the wicked, that be far from thee.
Come on now.
Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sake. And Abraham drew near and said, behold, now I've taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, who am but dust and ashes. Suppose there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Will thou destroy the city for the lack of 5? And he said, if I find there 40 and 5, I will not destroy it. And he spoke unto him yet again and said, suppose there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said unto him, oh, let not the Lord be angry. And I will speak, there shall be 30 found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, behold, now I have taken unto me to speak unto the Lord. Suppose there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. And he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Suppose 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. Thus ends the reading of that scripture.
All right.
Now, if you would turn to the 5th chapter of Jeremiah for our context, and the 1st through the 3rd verse. And we hear the order come to Jeremiah, run to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, and see now and know, and seek in the broad places, if ye can find a man, if there be any that executeth justice, that seeketh the truth, and I will pardon her. And though they say the Lord liveth, surely they swear falsely. O Lord, are not thine eyes upon the truth? Thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction.
All right.
They have made their faces harder than a rock.
Yeah.
They have refused to return. Thus ends the reading of the scripture. Let's talk together tonight from this subject. A good man is hard to find. Huh? I ought to be able to get some amen here. Amen. A good man is hard to find. If you listen to your radio about 20 years ago, maybe 40 years now, time passed so fast, there was the title of a very popular song. The airways were filled with its melodious lyrics.
Yeah.
It said, a good man is hard to find. You'd better kiss him in the morning, kiss him at night, give him plenty of loving, and treat him right. Because a good man nowadays is hard to find. I believe somebody here heard that song. They had another one out, said, Sweet Jody, Foel, you are the only thing left. Let me hold you in my arms tonight, darling. Now you got to understand that Jody Foel was the Rejects.
Yes!
Amen. Any man.
Oh, you got some nice.
Well, any man that was classified 4L was a reject. That meant that the army didn't want him. But men were so scared that women would take anything. There was a demand for Jody Foel because they say you're the only thing left. You see, this song, A Good Man Is Hard to Find, is directed at women that were married to a good man and probably did not appreciate his goodness. The song was saying that there is a shortage of good men in the world. And if you have a good man, you ought to be good to him. Or somebody else will. Ain't that right? You ought to say amen. The times have not changed so much over the period of time, for there is a shortage of good men today. If you don't believe me, look around and look at the families that have been deserted by no good men. Look at the women that are struggling to raise a large family. For their husband left home one night going to get a pack of cigarettes about 5 years ago. And they ain't come back yet.
Come on now.
Well, look at the children that have had to look to their mother to be a mother and a father. She has to work and then come home and care for them. Clean the house and cook and wash and provide for them. If you don't think that's true today, go down to the welfare department and check the statistics. Look at the young girls that are receiving ADC because of being left in trouble by no good men. Amen. See, somebody has to say, it doesn't take a man to make a baby. It takes a man to raise a baby. Amen. And they'll tell you, amen, that a good man nowadays is hard to find. Amen. Some of them have the nerve to come around on check day. Want these young girls to give them some of the money back. Amen. That they get from the welfare. If you need further proof, talk with some struggling women who have a man in the house, but that's all. He's just breath and britches. Spends all of his money on wine, women, and song. Stays out all night on weekends. Drinks heavily, gambles heavily, mean to his wife and mean to his children. If you don't believe me, ask her, and she will tell you that a good man is hard to find. Young girls, a man coming out of school looking for a good Christian man to start a family with, can't find one. Young women that have been widowed in their youth, a man would love to get married again and make a life with a man.
Yes, sir.
But they can't find a good man. And they would say, well, rather than to have a no-count man, I'd just rather have no man at all.
Yes.
Amen. For they will tell you that a good man is hard to find.
Well.
There are some women today that have good men and don't appreciate them. They bring their checks home. They pay the bills. He goes to church. He teaches his children proper respect for law and order, proper respect for adults, and proper respect for God. He stays home with the family and thoroughly enjoys the fellowship of the family. He is good to her and gives her everything she wants.
Come on.
Some women can take this for granted. But you'd better hear me tonight. You'd better talk to some of these other women.
Yes, sir.
And let them tell you that a good man is hard to find.
Yes.
If you've got one, you'd better treat him right.
Yes.
Try everything you know how to keep him.
Yes.
Because the one that's telling you something about your husband ain't got no husband at all. Ain't that right? How can a woman tell you everything your husband doing and she don't have one? I heard a story once about a woman used to come over and have coffee with the next door neighbor every morning. The woman that would come over to have coffee didn't have a husband. And the woman that she came over to was married to a good man. She said to her, said, honey, you crazy. This man you got, girl, he got more babies in town than look. They going with every good-looking woman in town. You crazy. I wouldn't take that if I was you. I wouldn't bid more stay with him than nothing. She just kept coming over there, poisoning this woman's mind. One night, this woman packed a suitcase and told her husband, I'm tired of your fooling around and running around. I'm going home to mama. Packed the suitcase and went on home and stayed about a week. While she was there, she got to thinking. She said, you know, my husband was good to me. He brought his check home. He kept me dressed well. I had everything I wanted. I was driving my own car. And I had a nice house with furniture in it. Said, I don't care what my husband doing, I'm going back to him. And she got up at midnight and headed back home. Amen. Well, she drove in about 1:30 or 2. And she had gotten mad and gave him a keys and everything, and she couldn't get in. So she's down the front knocking on the door, banging and rapping, trying to wake her husband up so he could let her in. Bless heaven, the voice she heard that came from the inside of the house said, who is that knock on this door? that kind of moment. Amen. You better hold on to what you got, because a good man, amen, is hard to find. You're talking about men, Dave. We don't have many good men in our church. We don't have many men that love the Lord. We have a shortage. Our churches are filled with women.
Come on, come on.
But God made man and woman. They both have to seek their soul's salvation. Some men think that it's well with my soul if I give my wife church money and let her go on out to the church while he stayed home. But every man got to see God for himself. Ain't that right? As we go back in history, we discover that good men were always scarce. In our text, we hear a conversation between God and Abraham pertaining to the evils of Sodom and Gomorrah. God was contemplating destroying the city. Amen. But Abraham pleaded, saying, before you go down to Sodom to destroy it, amen, if we can find 50 righteous men in that city, amen, will you spare the city?
Yes, sir.
And Abraham said, maybe 50 men would be a little hard to find. If we can find 40 men down there, will you spare the city? And the Lord said, I'll spare the city if I can find 40 men. Amen. And Abraham said, how about 30 men? And the Lord said, 30 men, I'll save the whole town. And Abraham scratched his head and said, how about 20 men? And the Lord said, 20 men is enough to save a whole town. I'll save it for 20. And Abraham said, let me reduce the number one more time. Amen. 10 men, amen, in two cities. Will you save it? He said, Abraham, if 10 men can be found, amen, I'll save the city. Abraham said, I don't need but 9 because my nephew is down there. And I know he's a man after God's own heart. And the angel went down to Sodom and Gomorrah to search to see if they could find 10 righteous men. But when they came into the city, amen, they were met by homosexual men. Amen. And said, who are these good-looking men that came in here? Amen. You see, angels don't have 6 wings and, amen, and draped in white. But these angels were dressed in suits.
Yes, sir.
These angels were young men, amen, and good-looking men. And they followed them all the way to the house of Lot. And they went in to Lot's house, and the men came up on the porch to where Lot stayed. They knocked on the door and said, Lot, send those 2 men out here that we just saw going in your house. Amen. Send them out here that we may know them. Amen. But Lot said, brethren, you don't know what you're doing. These not all
ordinary men. He's not regular everyday men. Brother, let me beg you not to bother me. But I've got three daughters that have never known a man.
Well,
take my daughters and do with them as you see fit. But please, sir, don't bother these men.
I heard
you don't hear me. I heard they are. We don't want your three daughters. We want those two men we saw go in there. I heard one of the angels told Lot, said, step aside. This is heavenly business. Step aside. Open the door. They walked out on the porch. Raise their hand. All the men were stricken blind by just the raise of one hand. I heard them. Hello, man, Locke. Go get your wife. Get your children. Pack your clothes. Leave here. We gonna destroy this town. We gonna burn it down. Yes, he did. I see Lot. Packed his clothes. Headed on out of town. I can imagine as he went up the hill. He said, a good man is hard to find. Yes, it is. Let me go on a little bit further. I see God talking to Jeremiah. So look here, Jeremiah. I need a good man to save Jerusalem. Tell you what, Jeremiah, run through the streets of Jerusalem and see if you can find me a man. If you can find one man, not 10 men, one man, I'll save the city. Jeremiah went all over town. He said, Lord, you gave me a hard job. Lord, I can't find nobody. They speak with their lips, but their heart ain't right. Lord, I warned them, but they won't listen. Lord, I can't find one good man. Ain't that a shame? That the Lord can't find one good man. I wonder if the Lord came to Buffalo, could he find one man? One man. Yeah, I see him. Said, I need somebody. But let me go on back a little further. I know another time when the Lord needed somebody to go man's barn. He needed just one man that was worthy to go man's barn. Couldn't find nobody. I heard him told the angel, such all over heaven, see if you can find somebody that'll go man born. Ain't that right? Couldn't find nobody that'll go man born. I heard him search all down on the earth, search all over the earth. Couldn't find nobody that will go man born. I heard him. So you got one more word to search. Search down under the earth. Go down in the grave. Search and see if you can find somebody. I see the angel went down in the grave. Shook God Almighty. Brother Abraham in the grave. Said, Abraham, you are the father of the faithful. Will you go man's bond? I heard.
word. Abraham said, no, I'm not worthy to go man-born. I told a lie one day, and God can't use no lying on his program. You have to go on. I'll see the angel moved over in the grave, shook old brother Moses. Look at him, Moses. You brought the children of Israel out to land of bondage. Will you go man born? I heard Moses said, no, I can't go man born. I committed murder one day. God can't use no murderers on his program. I see the angel moved over in the grave, shook brother Noah in the grave. Look at him, Noah. When the flood came on the earth, you built an ark and you saved man. Will you go man born? I heard Noah said, no, I got drunk one day. Good Lord, can't use no drunkards on this program. I see the angel moved over in the grave, shook David in the grave. Look ahead, David. You a man after God's own heart. I know you go man born. But David said, I'm sorry. I took Uriah's wife from him. God can't use no adulterers on this program. I'm not able to go man born. He moved over in the grave, shook Solomon in the grave. Look at here, Solomon. You the wisest man the world has ever known. Won't you go man born? Yeah, I heard Solomon said, I'm not worthy. I had too many foolish women. Yeah. God can't use no fornicator on his program. I see the angel moved on over, drooped his wings, bowed his head, started on back home to glory. Make his final report. But when he got in the glory and started to go in, I see one of the 144 elders sitting there on the altar. Said, angel, don't go in yet. Yeah, one place you ain't searched yet. Look at yonder. Look at here. Underneath the altar, I see somebody coming out of Boulder with dyed garments on. I see somebody. He's a root out of dry ground. I see somebody. Yeah. He's treading the wine press alone. I see a lamb slain from the foundation of the world. His name is Jesus. His name, Jesus. Do you know him? Do you know him? Is he all right?
shouting? Ain't he all right? Ain't he a